The primary causes of the blooms are no secret: agricultural runoff and overflow from aging sewage treatment plants. A new report from Canadian environmental groups Environmental Defense and Freshwater Future says urgent and basic action is needed. Environmental Defense Water Program Manager Nancy Gaucher says it won't be cheap, and there has to be action in Ontario on the Canadian side and in the states on the U.S. side. She says there will be more and more serious blooms in the future if little or nothing is done. Gaucher says Lake Erie has specific problems.
We were seeing the impacts of the algal blooms much more predominantly in Lake Erie and then parts of Lake Ontario. But the point is that what we're doing on our landscape is affecting our waters, and we're seeing that in a really visible way through these algae blooms. And so we need to be changing the way we manage our landscapes across the board.
Gaucher says Lake Erie is hit so hard because there is so much agricultural runoff from farms in both countries. She says governments have to spend more money on sewer systems and sewage treatment plants and on helping farmers cut down on runoff. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.